Good morning. It's 8 a.m. straight up on October the 5th, Friday. And I am chilly today, let me say. I am chilly today. Holy cow. It's just barely above freezing. 34, 35, something like that. Celsius. Fahrenheit.
Yeah.
I got my gloves on. 19 minutes, 14 seconds. Yeah, I got slowed down this morning because the traffic was at one of the crossroads that I have to cross. The traffic was backed up. I couldn't believe it. It's cars coming in, cars going out, and a lot of traffic in both directions. So none of them were moving, and I didn't dare step out into the intersection until it cleared. So, yeah, that first mile was a bit slow. So yesterday was high school day. Went and played with my high school kids. We had a good session. They got some good stuff going on. I'm really looking forward to actually seeing these books make their way out into the wild. I'm hoping and assuming that perhaps they will. So very cool, very cool. I'm very excited. I did editing all afternoon, or as much as I could in the afternoon. I had a problem in that either the cold or a lack of sleep or something, because I kept having trouble focusing, and every once in a while I would nod off, and that was problematic, because while you're sleeping it's really hard to edit. And it wasn't that the book is boring, because I'm really into this story. Going through it again now, I haven't seen it in a few weeks, actually. Particularly this last part of the book. It's quite... Yeah. I think people are going to like it. I think they are. I also worked with a cover artist yesterday for South Coast. I think I've got a good cover coming that's very different from the one that's on it now. And I'm getting artwork that I can use for, not just for the ebook, but for the audiobook, for podcasting. And a square one for Evo to use with the Honda. Honda? I think it was Honda. The whatever it is, the in-car radio audio thingy. So very, very exciting to have that project underway while I'm grinding furiously to get through the edits, the last copy edits for Zyphirius Call. Now you would think that I think I have three people some weeks ago who went through it and turned in between Anita and Sean. Those two alone turned in over 300 typos and errors. And I had somebody go through at the same time and has turned up another, oh Jesus, probably another 200 errors in the book. And some of them, of course, are in common across all three, but holy crap, not all of them are, which is quite astonishing to me. We have some discussions over comma placement. I'm an old school comma guy, the comma in the list. Yes, I know, according to the latest Chicago manual, you don't need to put a comma before the and in the list of items. But I'm old school, and I'm going to put the comma in before the and on the list of items. And people can say that's a typographical mistake an editor should have caught, and I will say, yeah. Next. So be that as it may. Whew. I am wearing my parka this morning, along with a fleece overshirt and a polo shirt under that. So my body, my upper body is warm enough. My fingers are cold, particularly the ones that are gripping the phone here. This coat is not the best for podcasting. It doesn't have the pockets where I need them in terms of, I really need to have one at the chest, and I don't. It's one inside, but I'm darned if I'm going to unzip this coat to get at it. It's that cold. So I'll just walk with it in my hand. I can put it in a side pocket, I suppose, but I'm a little leery of all of the buttons that are extruded from the case. So, yes, I fear his call. The question is, going by the chapter count, I've only got a couple of chapters left. Going by the word count, I'm only about halfway. And the question is, since today was supposed to be format and layout day, the question is, can I get all of the copy edits in place and still do the formatting and layout before the end of the day? Now, today that's not going to be any foolishness about knocking off at noon, for sure. We're going to try to get this book out of here today. And at very least, first thing in the morning tomorrow, I may have a late night tonight just to make sure that I can get it done. I think I also have to deal with the band schedule this evening, so that will put the evening plans kind of screwy, but I have plenty of pots of stuff. I've got half a pot of chicken soup and a few bowls of chili left in the big pot. So I've got stuff that I don't really need to spend a lot of time cooking today. I've got bread, so the fam can pretty much fend for itself, I think. So I need to go home, get this thing posted, and then turn off the bloody internet until I get this. Well, I can't turn off the internet because my edits are all stored online. But get this thing edited up and in a position where I can begin to lay out and format. It doesn't take very long to do the layout and format once I have it in the correct format, once I have it the right words and the right punctuation, which is really where I'm spending a lot of time right now, with commas and periods, and what I thought was a comma is really a period, and what I thought was a period is really a comma. And so, yeah, no, we're having a lot of fun there. In other news, I haven't looked yet to see what Ann Crispin's big announcement is, although I'm pretty sure I know what it is. I don't know if she's posted it yet. And the audio rendition of Singing by the Fire is up today on Pseudopod, which is sort of a ghost story, sort of not. It was a lot of fun to do, and I told Sean I would mention it on the podcast this morning. So pseudopod.org, I think, and I'll make sure that I get a link into my stories and narrations page on nathanlowell.com. Before the day gets out of my hands, I'll forward it to my webmaster and see if she can take care of that for me. So the schnoz is running this morning, but because this is my winter coat, I have a clean handkerchief. There. Much better. It's overcast. It's gray. It's kind of breezy. For a minute there, I thought it was snowing. Maybe it was. I don't know. But, yeah, what a change from earlier in the week where it was so warm. Of course, this time of year, I think it was October last year that we had a big snowstorm that pulled down all the limbs and started the degradation of my landscaping to the point where we had to bring in somebody to clean it up. I'm sure there's going to be more. Oh, and look, the trees. A lot of the maples, the little side trees along the road here, have now turned. One of them's actually lost most of its leaves. But the other day when I was commenting that only a few of them had leaves changed, now almost all of them are red or yellow. There's a few tucked away in sheltered areas that are still showing green, but most all of them now are red or bright yellow. It's definitely fall. 'Tis the season. I love this time of year, if you hadn't been able to tell. So, yeah, progress. Nothing gets me steamed, gets me fired up, gets pressure in my boiler, like actually making progress. Because what I find is that progress begets progress. The more progress I have, the more progress I want. The more product I crank out, the more product I want to crank. So this is a very good thing. I've been invigorated over the course of the summer here and there, but I don't know that I have really been this fired up in a long time. So very exciting. I should be making an announcement, I hope, later today, officially making an announcement, because I think a certain letter will be delivered today, and with delivery, I will have satisfied my end of a contractual obligation, which will then start a timer that will result in some changes for me. So I'm quite stoked, rather excited. Red leaves. Oh, there's a lilac bush that's still very verdantly green. Oh, interesting. So I'm also looking forward to my breakfast today. I don't have to run out anywhere, so I can have a decent breakfast. I had a quick nosh yesterday morning. I was running so late, by the time I got my stuff together, I really only had time for a few bites of toast and peanut butter before I had to leave. But today I can sit back and relax because I've got to do nothing but sit there and edit, which means I can sit there and have my breakfast, have my toast with my own homemade bread. Thanks again to Mark for suggesting the bread machine. That has been, it's been so much fun. And the upshot of it is that I know what's in the bread. I know what I'm putting in my body. I know it's like scratch building soup. I know what's in the soup. I know how much salt is in it. I know how much salt is not in it. And I can make adjustments based on, okay, this needs just a little more. Not a lot. Or, no, this is fine. I don't need any more. I need to put some, I need to get a good recipe for some curry. I've been reading about some friends of mine who've been having chicken curry, and it involves coconut milk and curry powder. And I have several kinds of curry powder, including a nice batch of garam masala. So I need to find some recipes to use some of this, because I think it would be yummy. And this time of year, with it being chilly and cold out, and with winter coming, it's certainly the time to start experimenting with newer and warmer recipes. Oh, there goes my neighbor on her scooter. The other morning she stopped me and asked me what I was taking a picture of. It turns out this is what she does every morning for her exercise. She has one of those skateboard scooter thingies and a crash helmet with a blinking flashing light on it, and a day glow yellow vest to help her be visible. And she does a loop of the park every day. I forget what her name was. She's bundled up today too. I don't blame her. It's got to be chilly. The wind chill on that's got to be quite stiff. Then we cross the street, make the turn northward. A lot of the trees in the neighborhood are still quite green. A couple of them have turned yellow. The difference is that where there's plenty of water, they haven't really changed yet. Oh, I need to thank Paula Jackson, who has given me the maps that I need to take me all the way from Chicago to Balticon. I probably should have asked her to route me through Buffalo or something, but it's still quite a pile. It's like 1,600 miles. And I suppose when I get to Balticon, I'll have to walk back. I don't know. We'll have to see. Where should I go next? Where should I go after Balticon? Disneyland? Gorgeous. Yes, cold, but it's so rare for us to get a cloudy day. I've had two in a row now, and I gotta say, I am enjoying them for all that they're cold and for all that it's a bit uncomfortable at times. My fingers at least have warmed up. And it's a beautiful, nice, beautiful change of pace is what it is. After weeks and weeks and weeks of blue skies and occasional clouds and scattered clouds and a little bit of overcast and then more blue skies, bright sun, hot sun. This feels good. There's a lamp post on the corner by my house. And the lamppost has a very leaning tower of Pisa kind of vibe going on. It's off center and hangs at about, 5-10 degrees off vertical. It's quite amusing to watch, to look at. I suspect. 2 miles, okay. 18 minutes, not bad. Which should tell you I am at the back gate. Tomorrow is another day. I'll talk to you then.